Okay. Well,
so we're not sure if this is going to be the version of this recording we go with. Because as I said to Amelia, as I was lying in her arms as she cradled me, maybe we should give it a few minutes or days after we watch Treasure Planet so I can think of any joke except, like, how very romantic the central relationship between Jim and John Silver was and how much it clearly was not supposed to be.
Yeah, I believe that my exact words as we were settling down to watch this movie were, you're gonna ruin this for me forever, aren't you? And by God, you did!
All I am saying is that it's really hard to do a starting to like each other montage set to, like, some, like, cool music and, like, not have it be kind of romantic. And the fact that the montage of them basically falling in love with each other was also intercut with Jim's father leaving, like, the memories of that did not actually do anything to undercut the romance. It just added, like, a weird daddy vibe.
Listen, my stratagem for this episode is in fact going to be me sitting here in mostly silence and just allowing you to continue digging your way to the center of Treasure Planet in this hole.
Okay, and well, as long as I'm digging, let me say this right up front. I was not aware he was 15.
I fucking told you. I was like, Sarah, he's 15, and you were like, oh, he's 27.
No!
He's dropped out of at least 4 community colleges.
What you said was, he's like 15, which means he's... That can mean a lot of things. I thought it was open to interpretation. Stop giving me just rope. The point is, I was like, well, if he's like 22, he's probably like, there's nothing that indicates he has to be a teenager. He could just be a shitty 22-year-old. I've done that. You've done that.
Have you ever seen a Disney movie before? You know that they're all like 16. I mean, let's be real. If we're gonna start talking about fucked up relationships in Disney, most of them are pretty fucked up.
Okay, and then...
But this is still the most fucked up, though. I gotta go and say that. It's this whole scenario that you were spinning for me is incredibly fucked up.
Okay, well, then let me just also add this bit, which is, as a father figure, John Silver is also not great.
You're right. He's so much better as a daddy figure.
The fucking, when him being like, I'll keep that boy busy, and then, like, 2 seconds...
love this movie.
And then, like, 2 minutes later, he's like, looks at this boy and says, like, your father never taught you to tie a rope, huh? Like, this guy's fucking little twink meter went off.
Also, I did love you being like, as soon as he said that, you just being like, wow, he took one look at Jim Hawkins and was like, now there's a boy with some daddy issues. Because, I mean, you're not wrong. He hasn't said anything about... Wait, no, he did say something about his dad, didn't he?
I
literally can't remember. I find it so much funnier that he just sensed it. Because, I mean, just look at him. He has a rat tail with a pom-pom at the end. Something is very wrong.
Also, his mom looks exactly like Jane from Tarzan. Like, they could not bother to come up with a second character design. Thirdly, okay, as long as we're on the subject of weird things that happen with parents, this is not that weird. But, at the end...
No, Sarah, no! Sarah!
I am just saying.
It was a normal dance, Sarah.
It's a normal dance, but they won't draw her as an adult woman. They don't draw his mom as looking like a particularly adult woman. And they don't draw Jim as looking like that much of a child.
Maybe they did, and you just don't want him to be a child because you're just so hellbent. It was you, Sarah. That montage was you falling in love with Jim and Silver.
It's so convenient when my fucking AMVs come pre-made in the movie. I don't ship them.
You want to touch things that you can't feel because they're animated characters and they are not tactile.
I'm not saying it's a good relationship. I'm not saying that's the relationship Disney intended or God intended.
I'm in fact saying the exact opposite. I'm saying, yeah, it's not.
I'm saying it's not, and you're saying the opposite of that, which means you're saying that it is.
No, I'm just...
Amelia confirmed as a fucking aged intergenerational furry.
I like how you looked over your shoulder before you said that, because we are, in fact, recording this in my mom's basement. Hi, guys, we're back in the same state for the first time in forever, which you may notice because the editing is a train wreck.
Oh, this is just some freewheeling fancy loose. Listen, we got our sky skateboard and we're just soaring through the sky.
You know what, though? Honestly, my biggest criticism about Treasure Planet, I mean, if you're done talking about your biggest criticism, which is that they didn't fuck on screen.
I don't think it shouldn't be a romantic relationship, to be clear, because he is 15. However, they definitely wrote it with a lot of the beats of a romantic relationship. I'm not touched yet. That part where Jim is hiding in the barrel and Silver comes down and he's like, "You're getting soft for that boy." And he's like, "Soft? Me? I've never loved him. He's dumb and I hate him." That's like, this is the fucking rom-com trope. That could not be more, like, I've read that in so many romance novels. It's like all the tropes, they didn't know how to do a father-son relationship, so they just took all the heterosexual parts that they normally would have made, like, the center of this fucking movie, and they're just like, we'll just give it to Silver and Jim. But put in stuff about his father so that people know it's not weird.
Yeah, that kind of backfired, Disney.
I'm worried that I'm going to go into the literature of reviews and no one else is going to have this opinion.
Sarah, it's I'm pretty sure that I don't think you need to worry because I think that that's a fucking given fact.
I'm not saying it's right. He's 15 and John Silver is 72? He's a walrus that gains sentience?
Which does raise a lot of questions. There's a lot of, like, weird animal hybrid people in this. What is John Silver's deal?
What is he? I'm thinking marsupial.
The thing is that I think maybe he's just an alien, you know? I don't know if he's supposed to be, like, an animal person, the way that Captain Amelia and Dr. Useless are supposed to be.
Well, maybe Captain Amelia is also an alien person who just sort of resembles a cat.
No, I think she's a human that fucked a cat, actually. That was my interpretation.
She's not the offspring of a human that fucked a cat.
No,
she
that's
is
just
a human.
What happens to you, you know? God will punish you for your sins, and the punishment will be...
that you're kind of a sexy cat lady.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like, well, maybe it was worth it.
I mean, listen. We all have, like, our furry choice in our back pocket. Yours is Kovu from The Lion King 2.
You know what? Sometimes I regret just telling you things about my childhood and the characters that I had a crush on.
Mine is the fox from Robin Hood and Captain Amelia.
You know what, though? I don't think I would be a furry if I had a crush on Kovu, though, because he's just a literal lion. That's just bestiality.
I don't presume to know where the line is, but he can talk and he's sentient.
That's true.
So, he can consent, which is, I feel like, the issue with bestiality normally.
Really bold of you to talk about consent when you're also shipping a 15-year-old a 72-year-old
I hope
alien
you heard
man.
I hope you heard the vicious slap against Amelia's arm I just did. I'm not shipping it. I'm just saying Disney doesn't want me to ship it because they know how shippable it is.
Can I talk about my least favorite part of Treasure Planet now? So... this is, like, spoiler zone, I guess, because it's the ending. And the ending is that Jim Hawkins, our fun-loving, free-willing pirate boy, is then, like, John Silver, the love of his life, possibly, is like, come away with me, Jimbo, on my pirate boat, and we'll have a good time. In 3 years, who knows what
happened. You ruined this movie for me. I have not. You would have seen it if I had not been here.
I would not. I've seen this movie so many times.
You would have seen it through the eyes of a woman and you would have known what you've always missed.
He doesn't go with Silver, okay?
Like, he's like, I'm gonna forge my own path. I met this old cyborg daddy who told me this.
Yeah, the line, old cyborg daddy, weirdly enough, that is the line. You're like, right, maybe I would have seen it.
He's like, I'm gonna blaze my own path. I'm gonna blaze my own trail. I'm gonna join the military.
At the ripe old age of 15 or 16, and I'm gonna cut off my pom-pom rat tail, and I'm gonna join forces with the cops who harassed me in the very beginning, and I'm gonna join the authoritarian and exploitative. This is too smart for this episode.
I know, I love you. Just hold on, dig into your flint.
Why are you chipmunk?
Dig into your frickin' flint.
He's gonna join the civilization that he swore that he would fight.
Civilization is a mouth that eats all men it encounters.
A mouth that eats all men it encounters. Man, Black Sails riders, are you listening to this? Are you seeing what you could have had? Here's the undiscovered talent that your show has been missing this whole time.
The second I accept that pardon, I say that they were right to tell me not to eat people.
You know what, James Flynn? They were wrong. You can eat as many people as you want. You're so bad.
Okay, also, all of this is going to be spoilers. But, okay, when I was reading Treasure Planet... No, fuck, Jesus. When I was reading Treasure Island, also spoiler warnings for Treasure Island right here, and I was like, I was genuinely surprised they got treasure in it.
Yeah, that's because I was laughing at you, because I was like, oh, is there any treasure in Treasure Island? What a stupid question. And then I thought about Treasure Planet, and I was like, well...
Yeah, every single story about treasure, except that first one, is like, you're not allowed to have it.
Well, I guess, like, Treasure Island, it's like, they did the thing, and then everybody else after that, it's like, well, they all know we're gonna get the treasure, so we gotta fucking trick them.
Yeah, except now the trick ending is getting money.
So clearly, the next trick ending needs to be... Wait, no, that is what you just said. Okay, cool. Cool.
No, the next trick ending is that John Silver and Jim finally...
Yes? You're almost at the center of the planet, Sarah. Keep digging.
I can't say it. I don't want to.
Keep digging.
I can't. The longer you're silent, the more I'm just going to explain this relationship between this 15-year-old boy and this 212-year-old kangaroo. He's thick! He is thick, and his fingers are fucking enormous.
I wish you hadn't pointed that fact out to me while we were watching the movie, therefore destroying the last singular hope I had for enjoying this film that I loved.
Oh, I God, loved past tense?
Yeah, Sarah. Loved past tense.
It's a good movie. I liked it. I thought they did a good job of adapting the fucking pirate and nautical themes to space while still maintaining the fundamental heart of every movie about pirates, which is like, Jim, be a pirate, Jim.
Yeah. And I mean, like, the thing is that, like, every movie about pirates both kind of loves and hates pirates, you know, which I think that's great. Except Black Sails, which just kind of, you know, just kind of loves pirates. And, like, as I was watching this, I was thinking, like, man, I can't wait to watch Black Sails. And I was like, ah, Treasure Planet, Treasure Island, like, all these things just make me want to watch Black Sails. And I was like, I think everything just kind of makes me want to watch Black Sails, so.
Yeah. One time you saw a man and you wanted to watch Black Sails. Okay, so let me explain what I thought this joke was going to be and how it didn't work out. Let me break it down.
Brad, this is the episode of just explanations that you never wanted and to help nobody.
I was trying to think. James Flint hates the oppressive systems of our society, and I was trying to give an example of the oppressive systems of our society, and then, like, I couldn't think of anything beyond man, and then I just said it. And that's the joke.
So, listeners, if you wanna weigh in on this on Twitter, is it actually worse if Sarah goes back and explains the rationale behind her bad jokes, like she's up in front of a jury and trying to get off?
Not the only way I'm trying to get off tonight. Not to the 50. The judge is just like, ma'am, the joke was not what brought you up here.
Also, Captain Millie is a lesbian, and the
Captain
fact that
okay.
Yeah, the fact that they pair her up with the doctor is heterosexual propaganda, and also the fact that, you know what, that's the entire end of this movie, and I mean, I was sort of joking, but I'm also not really joking. Like, the whole thing about pirates is like, oh yeah, like, refusing to give in to shitty authoritative systems, and, you know, also murdering and plundering and bad stuff, but, you know, for these purposes.
The themes of pirates are always very appealing, because we kind of know that society kind of sucks, especially if you're basing it off of, like, 19th century naval society. It's like, and then it's like, okay, at the beginning, it's like the robot police seem to be specifically programmed to be dicks who called Jim a loser.
His mother's face.
He's a 15-year-old, as we've stressed. And that just seems like an irresponsible way to talk and program your authority robots. And then by the end, it's like, oh, did they arrest Jim again? Nah, they're escorting him. Because he's joined the military, I guess? I mean, we don't actually it's like unclear what
like
it is.
The space navy, so yeah. You know. But yeah, it is kind of like
he's gonna get like 40 lashes.
Yeah, he's gonna end up turning pirate later in his career anyways because the fucking navy sucks.
John Silver is gonna fucking cry tears of pride the first time that Jim murders his own naval captain and then runs off with a boat. The first time, huh? How many times is he gonna do that? Do not give me that look! Do not just sit there with your eyes looking at me, fucking handing me a shovel and just saying, backyard's wide open! Just sort of like lotioning up my foot, being like, you can fit it further in your mouth!
Oh, okay. That's not where I thought it was going. Would you prefer a foot that had been lotioned? At that point, it's like, okay, great. Now it just tastes like fucking eucalyptus. And it is touching my gag reflex.
Do I prefer that to just a straight up foot? I don't know. I don't have... I kind of would prefer a foot that's been cleaned. Especially if it's mine, I know what's been done.
I'm sorry, it literally did just strike me that this is the worst episode we've ever created.
I said, do you want to wait 24 hours and we'll just sort of see what other thoughts can come to the surface?
I said, I don't know, Sarah, what do you think? And you're like, no, I really want to talk about this.
No, what you said was, well, if we find it funny now, it's literally never going to be funnier than it is at this moment. So I guess that means we should commit to it.
Yeah, okay, I did say that. And I do find it very funny, so...
I wanna touch things I can't feel. I'm Jim and I'm flying in the sky. I know one line of that song, and I didn't know it was from Treasure Island, and it's the most early 2000s thing I think I've ever heard. That song.
You meant Treasure Planet, right?
God fucking shit.
Okay, because for a second there, I was like, they took a line from Treasure Planet and incorporated it to what sounds like a Yellow Card
the fucking
song?
The fucking sea shanty that Billy Bones keeps singing is just like, yo-ho-ho, touch things you can't feel. And a bottle of rum.
Oh, God.
Oh, Billy Bones is just like a weird lizard.
Lizard man.
No one is human except Jim and his mother.
Yeah, but you know what, though? That's kind of like, maybe more sci-fi should be like that. Because so much sci-fi is like, oh, look, it's the weird aliens. But this is like, oh, look, it's the weird aliens. It's the humans. They're the weird aliens now. Everybody else is a lizard person.
Everyone else looks like people fucked around. Quite frankly, looks like our DNA really got up in every species. There's one woman who's just an alien with long arms and torso, but only the top half of a torso.
I don't think there's any torso. She's literally just a head on top of some chicken legs.
Which is like, she gets around the ship, though.
Yeah, she gets around.
My favorite, though, is the alien that is just a head, and then his buddy, who is an alien that is just everything but a head.
Do you think that, yeah, because it's like, and then the head alien sits on top of
it. Do you think they're married?
Maybe. I mean, I think that they are. I think that they are, in fact, the real sleeper couple of Treasure Planet. I mean, imagine you're just like a sentient head walking around, and then you meet a sentient torso slash body, and you're like, oh my god, this is literally a soulmate AU.
Maybe it was like a really, like an arranged marriage, and it was something like, yeah, maybe they fell in love over the course of it, but like, everyone just sort of looked at them and said, like, well, you two are going together. Maybe, what if they don't even like each other?
Maybe they're from two warring species, right? Okay? And they had to
okay,
arrange this.
I'm throwing this out there. The species with no head but the rest of the body is probably going to win that war. Because they still have a brain and they're still sentient, but they also have limbs.
Yeah.
One of them's a soccer ball with feelings.
Yeah, same.
You don't have feelings.
Touché!
Do you have anything you want to say about Treasure Planet? Do you want to revisit this when we have anything intelligent to say?
Bold of you to assume that we ever have anything intelligent to say, but honestly, you know, this movie got really bad reviews, but I genuinely like it. Despite your best efforts, I still like this movie.
I wasn't trying to ruin it for you, I was just sharing my thoughts.
You know what, it's worse that you weren't trying. I like this movie. When I was younger, I liked the literal actual romance that is supposed to be there angle, and now that I'm looking back on it, I'm like, fucking yikes, Captain Amelia could do so much better, and is gay also.
Sounds like you're talking third person about your awakening.
Yeah, I'm Captain Amelia now. You will refer to me as Captain from now on.
Call me Jimbo.
No, I'm not gonna do that.
Ben's annoying.
Oh my god, yeah. Although, I mean, some of the reviews, well, they did call him the Jar Jar Binks of Disney, and I did laugh and say, haha, yeah. So I guess that's pretty accurate.
He's not movie-ruining bad. He's just annoying.
He is just,
very loud. And I know, the idea of me making fun of anyone for being just a loud shrieker of bad ideas is like, oh my god, the hypocrisy. But he's just a loud shrieker of bad ideas, and he can never remember anything. Who would be friends with him?
I know, man. I can't even fucking imagine. So obnoxious.
James Flint ripped out that robot's memory core just to shut the robot the fuck up, and it didn't even work.
It didn't even work.
Okay, can I also throw out, so James Flint booby-trapped this entire planet so that nobody can access the treasure. I guess. What is your, I understand, listen, I understand the whole sense of, like, if I can't have it, no one can.
But he does have it.
Yeah, I just think, there's gotta be some fucking thing, some option between, like...
Middle ground?
Yeah, some, between unlocked door and if you even fucking look at my gold, I'm gonna blow this entire planet up and the beautiful technology that would revolutionize this whole fucking... universe.
God, that's so true. They literally had the possibility for fast travel, and you know what? That was the treasure the entire time. James Flint was sitting on a fucking gold mine of technology, and he's like, no, I want me gold.
I want me loose gold.
You know what it's all about, Sarah? You know what it's all about? Sheer gay drama.
That's not funny.
I'm sorry, it's just
no, explain yourself.
No, I have nothing more to say. I said what I needed to say. I said it and I meant it. Boy.
Can we talk about how weird Jim's face was sometimes?
Yeah. Listen, I don't want to validate anything that you've said in the past 25 minutes. They did try to make him look, like, weirdly... I don't even know what they were going for, but, like...
Smoldering. Bad boy.
Bad boy. Like a fucking, that's what it
like
was.
Like a rejected member of NSYNC, and his role was supposed to be, like, the troubled one.
Listen, I think that we should also specify, as we continue to make fun of Jim Hawkins' appearance, you have said on multiple occasions how much you look like him.
Not currently, but I did have his hair for a really long time, minus, and I can't stress this enough, the rat tail.
Yeah, I don't know why you're saying that, like, as a point of pride,
hey,
okay?
What the fuck was happening in the early 2000s, or, like, the late 90s that, like, okay, so I have two movies I can say for this, and it's Phantom, it's whatever the fucking, the Jedi with their fucking
I thought you were gonna say
rat.
Phantom of the Opera.
The fucking-
I need a rewatch. I don't remember the Phantom having a fucking rat tail.
Well, I think a lot of his, like, hair burned off with his scalp, so he probably has, like, a side rat tail.
He did have a rat tail before, and tragically, that's actually what caught fire first. Like a dynamite fuse.
Why are you saying tragically? That's the best... the best thing that could have happened to that character. And he knows it.
Oh, boy. Okay, so Anakin Skywalker...
Anakin Skywalker and this little twink, both being out there with their fucking rat tails. What was happening in our culture that we were just like... I know how to make these little boys sexy. Okay, that was not the way I meant to. I use boy too liberally.
They're literally boys, though. You used it correctly, and then you heard yourself.
It's on Disney and LucasArts. It's not me, it's them. Everything we've said is unusable.
God. Boy. Not that kind of boy.
Man.
Yeah, that's better.
God.
He has
Jesus?
No place. All right. I think I'm done. I think I'm out. I think I'm tapped out. God.
Anyway, I enjoyed the movie. I think it's a good film. You know, not the greatest film, but not the worst film. I had a great time watching it. I enjoyed myself. I thought it was a clever reimagining of the book. And, I liked the voice of John Silver. I thought he was a very good job. Anyway, that was Treasure Planet. My name is Sarah.
My name's Amelia. And I wish I wasn't here right now. That's a lie. I had a good time.
I would normally tell you, one of us would normally tell you how to contact us, but quite frankly, yeah, I was going to say, like,
we keep saying, oh, we need to remember to ask people to leave a review. Maybe not this time, though. Maybe just this once let us off the hook.
Well, this has been Cracked Spines. We are unreachable, and if you have any opinions, please keep them to yourself. I know what I said. You know what I said. Amelia knows what I said. We can't unsay what we said or unhear what we heard.
But for the record, I don't stand by it.
For the record, I'm not saying I stand by it. I'm just the fucking little boy pointing out the naked emperor. Why do I keep saying little boy?
The themes of this episode are very troubling. Anyways, this has been Cracked Spines.
Anyway, this has been a legal crime.
See you next week for our episode on Black Sails.
Both Amelia and Captain Amelia can get it.
Thank you.
It being furry dick.
Go fuck yourself.